It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hey, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
Well, Charlie, in a moment, we'll answer a listener's question about which bulbs to plant near a shady porch. But first, some folks who celebrated Easter might still have a lily on their table and they're wondering how to care for it. Or maybe they want to grow their own lilies in their yards this spring and summer. So what can you share with us about lilies?
Well, certainly if you have Easter lilies left over from the holiday, don't just toss them because they are a trumpet lily. And especially if you're living in a Zone 5 area like the Champlain Valley or the Lower Connecticut River Valley, you can plant them outside. I'd plant them in a protected spot after, of course, it gets a little bit warmer, maybe sometime in May, on well-drained soil and full sun, and they will come back. I have one that's been coming back for 3 or 4 years now. The thing is, of course, you do have to remember that they're not going to bloom at Easter time every year. They'll bloom in the summer when other lilies bloom. So don't just toss it. You might be able to use it in your landscape. But there are other lilies that are even better than the Easter lily, and I want to talk about those. Two in particular that most people know are the Oriental lilies and the Asiatic lilies. Now, the Oriental lilies are ones that grow up 3 to 4 feet tall, have these big kind of flat flowers, usually pastel-y colored. But what they're known for, of course, is their fragrance. They just knock your socks off with their fragrance, like the Stargazer and Casablanca is another one. Beautiful plants to have in the landscape, hardy here. You can grow them. They'll come back year after year, and great, of course, as a cut flower. Now, there's a variation of the Oriental lilies that are even better. How about that? They're called the OT or the Orientpet lilies. And this is a cross between the Oriental lily and the trumpet lily, the one we were just talking about, that it's in the Easter lily family. It produces a plant that's bigger, has larger flowers, more trumpet-shaped flowers, more flowers than you normally would get, but still has that fragrance. So that's kind of a cool one to try. Scheherazade is a good example of that one. Many different ones out there, different colors, different variations, but they're called Orientpet or OT lilies. Now, in the Asiatic lily world, those are the ones that grow a little shorter. They're the earliest blooming and probably the easiest ones to grow. Again, very hardy. They'll come back year after year. They often have upward-facing, very brightly colored flowers, orange, red, and yellow colored flowers to them. Beautiful as a cut flower. A variation on those are called the LA lilies. LA standing for longiflorum and A for Asiatic. It is again another cross with that Easter lily family. And these produce, again, bigger plants, more flowers, different colors in the flowers, and some fragrance. You get the fragrance from the Easter lily side. So both of these are kind of cool plants to have in the landscape, especially with these variations. Now there's one problem that everyone has with these lilies, and that's the red lily leaf beetle. That's that red lily leaf beetle that comes up in the spring as soon as the shoots come out of the ground and starts munching on the leaves, eventually lays eggs, and then you get these slug-like masses that eat all the leaves. Just makes a mess. There are a couple resistant varieties. These are species lilies. One is called Madam Butterfly. Another is called Black Beauty. So those are ones that you might want to check out. As far as controlling the ones that you have for your plants, you can spray them with neem oil to kill those slugs. Or what I do is that starting early in the season, pretty soon, actually, I look for the red adults and I drop them in a pail of soapy water. And I keep doing that. And then as the season progresses, I check on the underside of the leaves for the orange eggs and I squish those. If you do that, you can keep it under control. So don't give up on lilies. They're beautiful to have.
Here is this question from Priscilla in Middlebury. Priscilla writes, my question is what bulbs, tubers, etc. to use on an almost completely shaded front porch. It gets early morning sun, but then nothing after that. The porch roof intervenes and most of the porch has north exposure. Priscilla writes, I'd like to grow something there. If not bulbs, then what?
Well, there are some summer bulbs. You know, summer bulbs are the ones you plant now that bloom in mid to end of summer. A lot of them are tropical bulbs. The ones I would try, probably in containers too, if it's on a front porch, it sounds like you're not going to have a bed there, but a container, would be things like caladiums would work pretty well. Those have beautiful leaves, beautiful colorful leaves, and really not any significant flowers, so you're not really worried about that. It's just getting the leaves to grow. If you have a big container, you can try the colocasia or alocasia, the elephant ears. Those are the ones who have huge leaves the size of an elephant ear. But they won't get that big in a container. But it is another nice, beautiful foliage plant that does well in a shady spot. And even calla lilies might do okay. Now, calla lilies normally would want a little bit of sun, but their leaves often have freckles and speckles on them. So even if you don't get a lot of flowers coming up, you'll have those leaves that'll be a nice contrast. So all of these can be grown in a container, and then you can also save the bulbs and plant them again next year if they do really well.
Excellent. If you have questions for Charlie about your garden, you can send them to us. Just visit vpr.org and search All Things Gardening. There's a submission link there. And you can listen again to this wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.